Hey guys, how are you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys so much for your support. I see your support, I see your subscriptions, I see your comments, both on the channel and on WhatsApp. I really appreciate it. Thank you all so, so much. If you're new to this place, welcome, and make sure you subscribe to this channel because you're in for an exciting time, okay? Now, I want to address something as regards to the last video I made. You know, the last video I made, I talked about you checking up on your friends and that it's really important. And while I still stand by my words and say that it's important that you check up on your friends from time to time, I'm going to address this because someone actually came to my DM just to share a thought on something. And the person was like, you know, you mentioned in your video that even if the person is not checking up on you as much as you are doing, what happens? What happens when it is one-sided or one thing like that? You weren't always going to reach out to the person and all of that. What do you do in that scenario? Now, I'm going to be saying this. This is my own opinion about this. If you have something different, let me know in the comment section. For me, like I also mentioned in that video, I said I have people like that. In fact, two of them, and they'll be watching this video. I have two of them that we've been friends since our university days. And it's not because they don't like to reach out. I've come to understand after the time that we've spent together, I came to understand that it doesn't come easily for them, right? It doesn't come easily for them. So most of the time, I'm the one reaching out more often. But when I do reach out, they don't make it seem like I'm a burden or I'm disturbing them, because that one is on another level, right? There is a case where you are the one reaching out, but then the person is appreciative of you reaching out, and then you guys get to talk, you enjoy the moment you're spending together, even though it's not really often because of, you know, different things are happening now. Not like when you were in the university, you guys were seeing each other all the time in your department, the same classes, the same faculty and all that. You guys are always seeing each other, you're in each other's faces, but now you're in different states, different things happening at the same time, right? So there will always be things that are trying to get your attention and all that. That is a different thing. It is another thing entirely when friendship is one-sided. You're the one doing everything. It's almost like you're in the friendship, in that relationship, in that sense. Just like the way people would date and they tell you that it is a one-sided love. So also friendship can be one-sided. When you see that you're the one always putting out, giving energy in the group, you're the one always being committed, you're the one always dedicated, and the person you're even doing all of this with does not appreciate it, or is making it seem like every time you talk to the person, if you really think about it well, unless you're really blinded, if you sit and think about it very well, you realize that this person does not, in fact, cannot wait for you to leave. Is just waiting for you to leave. Does not want to actually tell you that, see, I don't want your friendship. I'm not interested. Just go. The person does not want to tell you. So the person is actually using his or her behavior to show you that toxic trait. And because you feel like, eh, it's just him. So you make excuses for them. Just the way people make excuses for who they are dating. It's also how some people make excuses for the friends that they have, right? And you know, he or she has gone through a lot. You know, this, and that, you know, you give excuses for these people. So as it is in a relationship when you're dating someone, it's also the same way for friends. Now, how do you know that your friendship is one-sided? Just like I have said, when you're always reaching out to this person and the person makes it seem as though you're a burden, hello, I'm fine. You know, the way the person responds, you just like, okay, I called you, at least you still be like, there should still be that enthusiasm. Of course, it doesn't mean that every time I call you, I'm always happy, I'm always high, which you're actually supposed to always be happy, you're always supposed to be joyful. But not all the time. Like, okay. Those, My dear, you are inside that friendship by yourself. I'm going to tell you. Yes, you are there by yourself. So there are so many ways, actually. There are so many ways. If these people that I have, these two friends that I told you about earlier, if these two people are not also invested, they may not be invested the way I am, because we're bringing different energies to the relationship, to the friendship in that sense. If they are not bringing their own energy and I feel that this is not something that I can work with, I will leave. So for those of you who are in a one-sided friendship, honestly, it is best to save yourself and just leave. Now, it doesn't mean you hate the person. It just means that you respect yourself that well to not allow yourself to be tossed here and there, tossed here and there. You're calling the person before the person even picks the call. And then when they eventually pick the call, they're always giving one reason or another to leave the call. The way they respond to you when you send them messages before they even reply. No, there are so many ways actually that you can really tell that, you know what, this person doesn't want to be friends with me. There are some persons who will tell you, oh, huh, they will tell you directly, I don't want. But there are some they will not tell you. They want you to stay there. They want to be getting all the benefits from you, because they are parasites actually. They want to get the benefits from you, but they don't have anything to offer back. They don't have anything to give, but they just want to keep taking and taking and taking. Those people are people you need to run away from. Because for me, I believe that friendship is a mutual something. I get something from you, you get something from me. Like, we're benefiting, we're helping each other grow, we're helping each other become better. So if we're not doing any of that, for me, I don't see any reason why we should be friends, especially people who I call friends. Friends, not acquaintances. Acquaintances, of course, I can have a lot of acquaintances. I do have a lot of acquaintances, but not everybody I call my friends, because people who I call my friends, I have actually did take time to sit and really, really evaluate what exactly am I bringing here to this person? What exactly is this person bringing to me? What benefits am I getting from this person? What am I learning from this person? What am I enjoying being friends with this person? What also is this person enjoying being friends with me? What am I offering to this person? How am I making this person's life better? How is this person making my own life better? If I cannot give answers to any of these questions after being in relationship or being in close kidney, I don't know how to put it. Some people don't think it's dating stuff I'm talking about, but that's all. If I cannot give answers to any of these questions, I don't see any reasons why I should call that person my friend. Now, you may think it's harsh, but that is who I am. That's how I operate. That is me. Okay, so for me, I believe friendship is a mutual thing. You're learning from each other. You're helping each other grow and become better. If that is not in the case, then it is most likely a one-sided friendship or not a friendship at all. You know, there are cases where you think you're friends with the person, but the person doesn't see you as a friend. The person sees you as an acquaintance. So you need to understand your place in a person's life. Know what you stand, where you stand rather, in a person's life. Know what you're offering to this person, and let it be that the person also realizes that that is what you're offering and that you both are friends. Because you could be saying, this is my friend, this is my friend. The person said, no, I'm not your friend, I'm just your colleague. We've seen cases like that. Or the person will say, no, I'm not your friend, I'm just an acquaintance, I'm just your church member, I'm just your choir member, we're not friends. And your heart will be broken, like, ah, well, I'm calling you my friend and you're saying we're just choir members. So it happens. Okay, people do not just call, you know, it's not like when you were children that you say everybody now my friend because you're playing with the person is now your friend. It doesn't work like that in adulthood. It works for some persons, but most people actually do take their time before they eventually call somebody their friend. Understand your place in a person's life, and wherever they have put you, stay there. Don't overdo. Of course, there is a gradual thing, and then over time you guys can grow from there. But where the person has placed you, do stay there. It gives you respect. You will have respect both for yourself and for that person. Okay, all right guys, thank you so much for doing this with me. Let me know if you have a different opinion about this. Let me know in the comment section below. Make sure you subscribe to this channel if you're yet to do so. Turn on the notification bell so when another video is uploaded, you will get to know all about it. All right guys, till the next video, bye. looking at my face and just wondering that, ah, this bee is too awesome. All right.